My name is John Atkinson. I'm Cosby's uncle, and I usually I go to church out in Boy River, but I've been waiting all month because I had heard that she was going to give a presentation on her time in Korea. Korea is I love that land. I was there in 69. Her father, Willie, was there in 68. We were both in the 2nd Infantry Division on the DMZ, and we both got to know the people, and the people there are, and the climate is just like Minnesota. The people there are open. They're very a close-knit family. And it reminded me so much of back home. I had some Korean friends that I'd go visit when I'd have my weekend leave. Anyway, I'm glad to see everyone here. When I was coming over here, I noticed a lot of trees that were down along the highway because they're cutting them. They're making room to for another lane from between here and Grand Rapids on Highway 2. But a couple years ago, I was out of the area. When I came back, I noticed that there was a lot of trees that were down, and a big flat-lined wind had come through that when I was gone, and it just knocked a lot of trees down. And as I looked at those trees, I noticed the tops were snapped off on a lot of them that were clumped together. But the ones that were down were the ones that were standing by themselves. And I got to thinking about the roots. The single ones, that big, beautiful trees went down because they had nobody to cling to. Their roots, they spread out and they hold on like hands in a crowd. They hold each other up. They support each other. Those were the ones that were standing. The ones that had no support were blown down. And it's things like that that you should look for, you know, to give you guidance. In my language, we call God Oshé Manitou. That means the greatest spirit. The greatest spirit. And I think about that a lot of times, you know, as I travel, there's so many lessons every day to learn from the birds, from the eagles. My Indian name is Thunderbird of the North. I was given that when I was 3 years old. So I've always been interested in eagles and how they, from the time they were born. How their parents make a home for them. Those big, has anybody ever seen a nest, a real eagle nest? They're wide and deep. And they're really sturdy. Papa really takes, you know, his time making a good home. Him and Mama, they bring in all these little branches and they finally make a home. And they said, now let's have some children. And they have children. And the little eagles, they feed those little eagles. Papa and Mama, they take turns going after food. When one's gone, the other one will stay home and warm them, keep them warm. and also to protect them from predators, from other hawks and snakes, and there's all kinds of enemies that for little eagles like that. Then finally, as they get older, as they're growing up, you know, Daddy Eagle, you know, he brings in little toys for the kids to play with. He brings in shiny marbles, balls, anything that looks really nice, you know, he brings back to the babies to play with. Until the day that mama decides that the kids should be leaving home. So she throws out all those kids' toys, and she nudges them out of the nest. Papa's there too, and he's saying, "My kids, my children," he's watching mama nudge those kids out of the nest. Pretty soon they fall out of the nest, and kaboom! They hit the ground. Papa flies down. "Are you okay, my son?" He says, "Yes." And then pretty soon, "Ooh, here comes another one." Pow! It's a daughter. "You okay, my girl?" "Yes." But they learn to fly. That's another lesson that they learn. When they were babies, they learned how to be strong. They learned that when they were pecking at their egg as they're coming out. That's a hard job for them to you know, nobody can help them. They got to do it themselves. That's the only way that they'll learn that, you know, that life is not easy. They've got to do it by themselves, along with mama and daddy's help, teachings. Eventually they get out of that egg. But the lesson, there's a lesson in that one also. There's lessons in everything, on every single animal. God has given them, has taught them how to survive, and in turn, we learn from them what God has given us. I thank God, you know, that he saved me so many years ago. So many years ago. This is going to be a testimony, a short testimony here. So many years ago, I was a drunk, terrible alcoholic. I did many things that are not good. But God saved me from that life. I heard about this man called Jesus. My mother had talked about him. But I was too much in the world to pay much attention. But she had prayed all those years. All those years, just like the mother eagle. A mother eagle loves her children. My mother loved us so much. She prayed for us. "Save my child. Save my children." And you know what? God heard her cry, her plea, her prayer. He saved my brother and I. My brother was worse than I was. He'd been in the jails and all everything else. And but now he's a minister also. He has a tent ministry. He travels to Canada, the provinces, northern Alaska, all over the states. And I'm glad that God is guiding him and holding him up, though, you know, even though he's 100% disability now from from the service, but God has given him strength to continue. And I also want to thank Kazi and Anna, Gia, for being there with him. That's a strong family. Reminds me of the Eagles family. You know how strong they are. Other birds look up to the Eagles. They say, I want to be an eagle, an old crow. You know, crows, I was, ca, ca, ca. I was watching the Eagles fly away. I wish I could get that high. Now, turkeys look at the eagle. Say, I wish I was beautiful like that eagle. But God had created the eagle to be a symbol so that we could learn also from him. Anyway, I don't know why, but thank you for listening to me. And I'm here to give God the glory. And the preachers that had preached to me when I was in the world. They would talk to me. I would go up and look for a preacher, and I would be half shot, drunk. Hey, preacher, I want to talk to you. Some of them would turn me away. Some would say, come into my office, or they'd stop right there and let's talk. And they talk about Jesus. And I always, I always walked away. I'd still be half shot, but I knew that there's somebody out there to turn to ask for help. And those prayers that my mother prayed, and the ministers, and the rest of my family also, I thank them for praying and for God for granting their listening to them. Anyway, I was talking about the trees earlier, how these roots, how they hold each other up. This is the way the church is right now. I see everybody sitting here. We are all different nationalities. We're a German, Swedish, Indian. But, we reach out, hold each other's hands, talk to each other, hold each other up, strengthen each other, talk about Jesus. We stay strong that way. And we glorify the Lord. Because that's what he wants to hear. He wants to hear glory to his name. Well, thank you for listening to me. Big Witch.